say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, I want to get to this letter to the editor today. It's from Alan Benn at Kamarunga. Now, it reads under the heading, Attack is Close to Home. On Wednesday, we had the unpleasant experience of seeing our beautiful dog taken by a large crocodile right in front of our eyes. No, we weren't up in the wild rivers of Cape York Peninsula or the beaches along the remote coastline of outback Australia. No, we happened to be taking our dog for a walk beside the Barron River, around 7 kilometres from the Cairns CBD. That's not in the water, but on the banks of the river, you know, where people fish or stroll every day. Losing our dog was tragic enough, but what if this was someone's child? We can only imagine the pain and heartbreak which will occur when this happens. And it will eventually happen to an innocent kid simply fishing off a riverbank or sandbar, enjoying his day or her day out. Yes, of course, the politicians will be sorry, and their hands will almost bleed from wringing them together in pity. But nothing will change unless the laws relating to crocodiles changes. And those laws can only be changed by forceful, engaged politicians who care more about protecting human life than protecting crocodile life. A call to the Crocwise Centre was underwhelming, although we did get a reference number. I wonder if that's what they give a grieving parent. These animals are not in danger of decline. So why are they protected and why is their lifestyle more important than ours? Asks Alan Benn of Kamarunga in this explosive letter, in letters to the editor today. Alan is actually on the line, I think, at the moment. Yes, he is. Alan, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you going?
Firstly, congratulations on what you put here, because it's so powerful. And congratulations, too, for having the courage to stand up on this critically important matter, especially for parents of children across our city and the areas near our city who've been putting up with this lunacy for decades. Now, can you expand once again on the point you're making in this letter? What needs to be done?
Yeah. Look, John, it's not about losing our dog. As much as we loved our dog, this is about protecting humans from, like, apex predators. Like, they don't... Crocodiles, and this is what I just can't understand. I think these greenies, environmentalists, I think they're actually mentally retarded, John, because what they don't understand is the crocodile looks at something, whether it's a child or an adult or... Yeah, they don't care. That's just lunch. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if you just identify as transgender or a greenie environment. They don't care. They'll eat you. And this is what this green cult just puts the lives of humans below that of wild animals, especially crocodiles, who aren't, there's no way they're endangered. So it's never been about losing our dog. It's been about protecting other people, you know, other members of the public from a horrible death. Mm. And that's all it will be, a horrible death.
Mm. It's interesting.
John, I just want to let you know how depraved these so-called people are. We put a warning sign up there, and yesterday some lunatic came around, threw our sign away, I don't know where that's gone, and they put a Save the Croc sign and stop the croc cull. Like, there is no croc cull. They make this rubbish up, and you know, it's just a warning sign to be aware. But no, they thought their sign was more important. So naturally, that sign's no longer there. That's been tossed as well. So, but this is what we're up against, John. It's our lifestyle that's right here.
It's so irrational in so many ways. You know, years ago, I remember being in Africa and there was an area we were going through some jungle areas, and of course there were fencing up here and there, and I just happened to say, because there were, you know, lions and whatever in that area, and I said, this is interesting because you have fencing all over the place here, impenetrable fencing as far as animals are concerned. Tell me about the logic here. He said, well, what do you mean logic? There are people living here. You can't have man-eaters living together, cohabiting, if you like, with human beings. He said, what a strange question. I said, I'm asking it because in Australia, we actually do. We have man-eating animals cohabiting with families, with children.
It's madness.
And he said exactly the same. Oh, you're not telling me the truth. That's illogical. That's madness. And yet we persist in doing it at the behest of what I believe are extremists when it comes to this matter. I just think governments are so exposed by this lunacy, and yet at every opportunity they'll tune out to our argument. Why? Because in Brisbane they're not threatened.
No. Let's relocate one to the Brisbane River and see how they cohabitate down there, mate.
Exactly.
Also, John, the DNA, according to the Cairns Post yesterday, yeah, they've obviously been told by DNR that they caught a croc in a trap down at, not far from where India was taken. Now, they might be right. They caught a croc, but not the croc. Like, there's no way that 2.4-metre croc is the croc that everyone sees out there. This is a big, black, round crocodile. It's got to be 4 metres. That is a complete snow job by DNR, just to pass what. And I've got to give them a tick. They responded within, I don't know, 6 hours of when I lodged that croc-wise complaint. Now, why can't they do that every time a croc is spotted out at, Trinity Beach or Palm Cove and they close the hole? I tell you what, John, once a human gets taken in Cairns, and I pray it doesn't happen, that is the end of the tourist industry, mate.
Yeah.
Is that word will get out. So, back in the Wild West, it's just crazy. Mm. And our politicians just play along with the fiddle. It just makes me so angry that they don't care. Mm. They just don't care.
It's interesting that you're appealing to people about their business interests. It's interesting that you have to do that. We're actually talking about human lives. We're talking about our children. We're talking about our families and the exposure to the most horrendous, ghastly, unimaginable death. Mm. But for some people, no. But Alan's talking about our financial welfare now. We better listen. Tourism industry might be impacted. You know, the fact that you have to go that far in this argument shows you how debauched the whole argument's become. You know, people, for whatever reason, have decided to withdraw their energy and their focus on the urgency of protecting children's lives, that you have to resort to saying, oh, well, what if it costs the industry money? I mean, this is crazy. This is awful that human thinking has been lowered to this level in this debate.
Well, like crocs and humans, we could see crocs. If you want to, let's say, cohabitate with crocs, go somewhere else. Mm. We're a population of 140,000 or whatever it is, and we've got to put up with this in our backyard, John. Mm. And I might have mentioned on Wednesday when I spoke here, the safest place to swim around here is inside the croc cages. Because you never see a croc in them.
Exactly.
They're too smart. And what's going to change? Have you heard anything from Healy Crawford? Nothing. Mm. Zero. Mm. They do exactly what they're told to do from the boss in Brisbane.
Yeah.
So that means you want those green preferences, you shut up and we roll with this. That's all they're interested in. It's keeping their pre-selection and jobs after politics.
This madness has got a long history. It goes back a quarter of a century. I remember we were all called together out to Gordon Vale back in 1996, I think it was. Rob Borbidge was then the Premier. He had a big announcement. It was a protection from crocodiles announcement, and he was declaring from Wongar all the way down to the inlet, if a crocodile was spotted, it had to be removed immediately. Now, everyone cheered and said, isn't this common sense at long, long last, protection for our families? Do you know?
How long did it last?
No, it didn't. Well, the authorities just refused to enact it, abide by it. And they weren't even embarrassed saying, oh, no, we're not going to do this.
Who's in charge?
They're a power unto themselves. Why? Because they say, it's about the environment. It's about the environment. It's our new religion. How dare you intervene in any way in this thing that has completely, completely overwhelmed their thinking on these matters, even though human lives are at stake.
Yeah, well, I think you hit it on the head there, John. When it comes down to money, that's when you might get some changes. But unfortunately, I really sincerely hope it doesn't have to come to some poor bugger getting eaten to, and the businesses around town going broke from lack of tourists, because I just can't see any other way to shake such a blinkered view of life. It's just crazy.
And I've got to say, you're to be congratulated for your courage, because you're the one doing this. You're banging the drum, and you're to be congratulated on that basis. I would like, and I know it's a big ask, parents of children out there, please support what Alan's calling for. Otherwise, we're never going to get anywhere. I've got to say, Brett Moller has been strong on this particular matter. He's been banging drums saying we've got to introduce stronger measures to protect our people's lives up here. But even he, I mean, this is a lawyer, he's a councillor, the Cairns Council, the Division 1 councillor, even he struggles to cut through on this matter. So you've showed a lot of courage. I'm just hoping a big number of parents will step up and say, we support you, Alan. We love our children. Their lives are at threat every time they walk along in near any waterway in Cairns.
I haven't seen Brett for a while, but I'm surprised he's got any hair in his head, because he's fighting, like with the crocodiles, like with the car theft, youth crime, all that. This is not local government stuff. This is state government policy that needs to be changed. And the only way it can be changed is through the state government politicians. And they're just too gutless to stand up for normal people. They're too gutless to do it. You shake your head, but you can only keep trying, John. That's all you can do.
Anyway, once again, congratulations, Alan. Well done. Keep fighting.
Thanks, John.
Alan Ben is his name. He's out there at Canimbla. That letter to the editors in the opinion page in today's Cairns Post under the heading Attack is Close to Home. Alan Ben at Kamarunga.